Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Hi, boys. It's a holiday weekend. Miss Mandy is here to play. I have a nice, interesting Mandy's news audiocast coming up. But before I get started, I'd like to say hi to everybody and thank you all for calling me and, you know, to tell you how much I appreciate it and love our sessions. They make me very hot. Some of you are addicted to Miss Mandy. I've been getting some very nice gifts and tributes, and I also have my stroker boys who I love to tease. It makes my pussy so wet. I have my special going, which is $20 for 20 minutes. That's the initial part, and then it's $1.99 a minute after that. I would also like to say thank you to those who add comments to the blog posts. I do appreciate that, so any of you that can comment, I do comment back. So I have a comment section. You can look on the left-hand side of the blog. You'll see recent comments. So, with all that taken care of, my phone number, by the way, is 877-732-6360. I am on the East Coast. I'm Eastern Standard Time, available usually from 11 a.m. till 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm in and out during the day and dinner time. Sometimes I go out for dinner, so I'm around, though. You can get me. And I will start my Mandy's newscast right now. Mr. Natural, for those of you who have been following along, he has a beautiful uncircumcised penis, and I do enjoy playing with it and him. He is super sexy and super hot, and I love his stories about his threesomes and how his girlfriend teases his uncircumcised cock. She likes to pull back that foreskin, and when she's given him oral, she chews on it. I mean, ooh, makes me tingle thinking about that. And apparently, when you do have an uncircumcised cock, it's more sensitive at the tip. So if Miss Mandy teases him there too much, he goes crazy. So I'll be talking to you soon, Mr. Natural. And my stroker in PA, well, you know, I always have super hot stroker sessions with him in the summer months when he starts getting smoking hot. We use a lot of ice. We put ice on those nipples and tease them. But when it's cold like this, I get Dr. Val to come over, and she teases those nipples and pinches them. And you know, during the holidays, I even had my husband here, and we were in the hot tub with another couple, and, well, Stroker and P happened to be one of the other couples, and boy, we had a cuckold fantasy going. It was super hot. So, you know, he gets to play with me and my husband and Dr. Val, and I get him to stroke, and I tease him. He is really amazing. I love teasing that cock of his. I've made him really throb more than once. And then I did have a caller, a new caller, transvestite named Angela, on hormones. She wants to learn how to swallow her cum, just in case she's ever lucky enough to be with a guy. And I had her do some cock-sucking practice. And she told me that when she does cum, she always hesitates to eat her own cum. And she wanted me to force her to do it and make her eat it. And I did. She was wearing black thigh highs and panties. And she naturally had a dildo prepared. And I had her suck it. And she came on that dildo and I had her lick it off. Good girl, Angela. You did a great job, and I do enjoy playing with you. Now, Toy Boy, he is really a great friend, and we did a super hot fantasy call. He had his double-ended dildo, and I used it on him as a strap-on, and I added in a fucking machine fantasy. You know that I love stringing him from the ceiling and rolling my fucking machine over to that pussy of his. I had a slave girl suck him off from the front, and I fucked him from the back. Now, does it get any better than that? Oh, Toy Boy, I know you like that one. Now, I had a new guided masturbation caller also. He took his cock out and stroked it for Miss Mandy. I had him take that hand away many times, and then I had him beg to touch it because, you know what? No coming too quickly for me. I like to tease and deny you. We had a countdown. I counted down, and I made him shoot his load for me. You know, my cum-craving slut also called, and he wanted me to dress him up as a woman. Force him to suck cock, and then I fucked him. Well, I gotta tell you, I made him eat his own cum. He was dressed as a woman and sucking cock, and when he did shoot it out, wow. And I had a sissy cross-dresser Michelle call me in white lace panties. They were see-through. White lace. And she had little ankle socks on. This is a different Michelle than the sissy Michelle who calls me. This sissy Michelle had a D-cup and a short white lace nightie on. And she looks so feminine. She wants her wife to cuckold him. And he is trying to get the wife to do this. And she likes him right now as a sissy girlfriend, so that's very hot. And he likes to wear his nightie, and he wants to be cuckolded. That wife of his tells him she needs a real man with a big cock, and poor sissy Michelle only has a 3.5-inch clitty. The wife says she can't even feel it when he's inside her, that she needs a real man. Well, he met some guy online, and they're going to put this whole thing together, so we're going to hear about it. The new guy's got an 8.5-inch cock, and Michelle is all excited about having that wife with a real man, and Michelle is going to watch and suck him and get him hard and slide that big dick in his wife's pussy, a lifelong fantasy. It's going to stretch her wide open. And then they're both going to look at little sissy Michelle's little clitty and laugh. Go ahead, play with it, sissy Michelle. And on that note, guys, I am going to get in a hot shower, put on something sexy, and get ready to play with my pussy while I get my phone calls. It's 1-877-732-6360. I will be here all today and tomorrow. It's a holiday, President's Day, so get those cocks out and get ready to stroke for Miss Mandy. I am waiting for you. Mwah! And thank you. You guys are fantastic.